The Universal Circus is back in town. They come just about every year and set up right there near Turner Field in the green lot. And this circus is a little bit different from most. It has a little bit of a hip-hop feel to it, but it also has a little bit of the very traditional circus things. You know, they'll have aerialists, they have animals, they have all the things that you associate with a circus, but it's a little more interactive. They're very much into getting the audience involved. And actually, the Universal Circus starts on Wednesday, and it runs through March 2nd, so you have lots of time to catch it.
Shane, when I was getting ready for our chat today, I've given our next event, I had to look up my phobia, the name for my great fear of snakes. And I discovered that it is ophidiophobia.
Well, that's why I bring these events up, because I like to see you squirm a little bit.
And I do. Just talking about them. I don't even have to see them.
But this event is very much a local thing. It's called Snakes of Georgia and the Modern Myths Associated with Them. And that's happening at the Blue Heron Nature Preserve right here in Atlanta. They'll be talking about all the snakes that we have, the misunderstood snakes.
God love them.
And, you know, that they are a critical part of our ecosystem here. And they provide lots of benefits. You know, they get rid of vermin and things like that. And they're really quite beautiful if you can get over that fear. Mm-hmm. But they're going to talk all about that. They'll have a reptile and amphibian expert there from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources telling us all about Georgia's snakes. They ask that you reserve your place in advance for this. Call them and let them know that you're going to be there. But that's happening on Saturday starting at 10:30 a.m., and it's happening at the Blue Heron Nature Preserve, which it's up sort of above Buckhead off of Roswell Road. It's a 25-acre natural wilderness there, and it's kind of hidden away, so many people don't know about it.
According to the calendar, it appears to be a huge weekend for classic film at Marietta's Strand Theater this weekend, and it all begins on Friday with an Orson Welles classic.
Yeah, Citizen Kane is going to be on the big screen there at the Earl Smith Strand Theater. This is something you don't really get to see on the big screen that much. A film as old as this is, you know, doesn't really play in, you know, your big megaplexes and things like that. So it's a real treat to be able to see it on the big screen. The Earl Smith Strand Theater has been doing quite a bit of this. They'll bring in some great classic films. This weekend in particular is really good because in addition to Citizen Kane, on Saturday night, they're also going to be showing The Godfather.
With Marlon Brando.
Yes, and that's another great classic film.
You look terrible. I want you to rest well in a month from now. This Hollywood big shot's going to give you what you want.
It's too late. They start shooting in a week.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
And both of those are playing at the Earl Smith Strand Theater at 8 o'clock. Citizen Kane is on Friday night, and The Godfather is on Saturday night, and those tickets are $7 to $8.
Shane, this coming Sunday in Dunwoody is going to be one in which the hills will be alive with the sound of harp.
That's right. Yeah, and harp is everywhere. That is what they're dubbing this performance. It's the Atlanta Harp Center Ensemble, and they'll be performing music on the harp from the Renaissance to modern times. And they use all sorts of harps. There's, you know, folk harps and the big concert grands that you see, mm-hmm. you know, with symphony orchestras.
That are works of art.
Yeah, they are. They're just beautiful things, and the sound that comes out of them is beautiful. I mean, I think there's a reason why we sort of associate angels with harps, because
certainly
it has that really angelic sound about it. The harp is something that you just don't see that much of spotlighted. You know, it's usually part of an ensemble hidden in the back somewhere. So I think it's really nice to see it put front and center where you can really enjoy that sound. And again, that's the Atlanta Harp Center Ensemble's presenting Harp is Everywhere at Dunwoody United Methodist Church at 4 o'clock on Sunday. And there is a $10 suggested donation for that.